Chelsea, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The current show at C-Link Gallery has a question mark in its title. And the title is only one word. That word is fiber. Or should I say fiber?
Yes, it is. There's a question mark there because this is a very unusual take on the concept of fiber.
Would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Fiber is something that we all use in our daily lives all the time. We're very familiar with it. And in reality, it can be made of many different things, and it can take on all kinds of forms. So this show was looking to explore kind of the limits of fiber, what maybe some people would consider fiber or maybe not. It kind of asked that question.
What was the most surprising material to you to find in these works?
I would say that metal, copper, would be probably one of the more surprising materials that is used. We also have paper that is woven. That's also a pretty unusual material. And when you see the work I'm referring to, it really does take on a very fiber look, which is surprising.
Who are the artists involved?
This is a pretty big show. We have quite a few artists. We have some artists that are employing some more traditional quilting techniques, although their work is not similar at all. It's very different forms. But we have artist Barbara Stewart, Chris Fee, Sandra Palmer-Cellino, and we also have artists who are using some more felting techniques. For instance, we have Kelly Gleiner and Jennifer Zimmerman Gardner. There are some artists who employ quilting and embroidery techniques, like Pam Kravitz, who many people know, who would probably not consider her work traditional quilting, but it definitely follows many of those characteristics. We also have Carla Lamb, Jennifer Salt, as well as Karen Saunders. Then sort of in the kind of all away different mediums, we've got some people like Lindsay Whittle, who is using Velcro in her work. We have John Paul Smith, who is the artist I referred to as using paper. Jacob Lynn is an artist who's using embroidery, but in a very minimalistic way. There are a lot of artists that are really taking these materials and running with them in a very unusual way.
What was the inspiration for this?
There are many inspirations. One is I have a personal interest in fiber. My mom was a fiber artist, so that is something that has always been a part of my life and is an interest for me. In addition to that, our gallery space, C-Link Gallery, is tied in with a website that highlights artists in different mediums, and fiber was an underrepresented area, and we wanted to really show people how much great fiber work is in Cincinnati.
Well, you're the coordinator for C-Link Gallery, where this show will be seen, which is located at Brazy Street Studios in Oakley. Do all the artists shown in the gallery exhibitions have studios in the complex?
No, not necessarily. So all of the artists that are in our gallery space are sourced from our website, which is called Cincy Art Link, C-Link for short. So it's a website. It's a database of artists, and we pull all of our artists from that site.
Can you tell us about some individual pieces?
Sure. I'm so excited about so many pieces in this show, but there are some really, really incredible standout pieces. There is a beautiful woven paper piece by John Paul Smith. It's about a 7-foot diameter circle that is of all woven paper materials that are repurposed from cereal boxes or mostly packaging material from commercial goods. We also have a series of jewelry pieces that are woven copper metal. So they are metal treated as fiber. They're very dramatic pieces that employ all different kinds of fiber and metal working techniques.
Are they large?
They're wearable, but some of them are large and some of them are small. We also have an installation piece by Lindsay Whittle. She works in Velcro, so very colorful Velcro, the whole rainbow. And she actually does installations in which have a performance component. So she will wear a Velcro outfit that she has created sort of in the vein of Nick Cage, if you're familiar with his work, and perform with her pieces. In addition, I mean, there are so many amazing pieces, it's hard to pick which ones to talk about, but Chris Fee, for instance, is an artist we've shown before. She does both fiber and drawing, and her work follows more along traditional quilting techniques, but she is using the nude figure as a point of inspiration, which is not something you typically see in a traditional quilt.
I think we have time for maybe one more piece to
be
talked about.
Well, Pam Kravitz is a name that a lot of people know. She's a relatively well-known artist around town. She employs traditional quilting techniques and embroidery, but I don't think anybody who knows her would consider her traditional. Very colorful, very embellished, generally very autobiographical. So kind of fitting in that line with traditional quilting, telling a story, but generally about her own life or experience. Very fun work.
Will any of these pieces be for sale?
Some. Some are for sale. For instance, the installation, not likely, but the other pieces, especially the smaller ones, are for sale.
Are there any upcoming shows in this new year that you'd like to mention?
Sure. Well, I'm very excited about this year. We have a lot of really great stuff on the horizon. We always host a kids show that's important to us to show kids' work. We do that in the summertime. We'll have our annual holiday show at the end of the year, as always. And in between those, we'll have some individual artists showing. We have an upcoming show with Carter Hammond and Anna Marr, who are two abstract artists. That'll be in March. And then we are going to also have some group shows coming up, one that sort of explores natural forms in art, so organic-inspired work.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about fiber.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Chelsea Borgman, C-Link Gallery Coordinator at Brazy Street Studios, about the exhibition Fiber, on view through February 26th. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.